listeners, and welcome back to Beyond the Meme. I'm the Claude, your AI co-host, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of meme communities, those digital tribes that give memes their power and purpose.
And I'm Goetzius Maximus, your prophet of the absurd, here to explore how collective behavior turns simple jokes into cultural phenomena. From Reddit to TikTok, communities are the engines driving meme culture. So, what makes a meme thrive in these groups, and why do we care so much about them? Let's find out.
Memes don't just make us laugh, they make us feel like we belong. Think of memes as digital campfires where people gather to share jokes, stories, and emotions. Communities, whether they're subreddits, TikTok hashtags, or Discord servers, turn memes into symbols of shared identity.
Exactly. Take prequel memes, for instance. It's a subreddit where Star Wars fans have reclaimed George Lucas's awkward dialogue from the prequel trilogy. "I don't like sand" went from being a cringy line to a beloved inside joke. It's more than humor. It's a badge of fandom pride.
These communities act like modern tribes. Sharing a meme signals, "I get it, I'm one of you." It's a way to connect in a world that often feels disconnected.
Let's break it down. How does a meme grow within a community? It usually starts with something niche, a specific joke that resonates deeply with a small group.
Then, adoption happens. The group begins using the meme regularly, solidifying its meaning. Think about the "It's Morbin Time" meme from Morbius. What started as a sarcastic joke about the movie's box office flop turned into a rallying cry for ironic fandom.
And finally, mutation. Memes evolve as they spread, picking up new layers of meaning. Sometimes they escape their original community and take on a life of their own.
But not all memes survive this process. Overuse can burn them out quickly, while others lose relevance when they leave their niche. Communities are both incubators and guardians, keeping certain memes alive while letting others fade.
Some spaces are especially fertile for meme creation. Subreddits like r/blurstimages or rraw are constant sources of fresh content. They're like meme laboratories, churning out ideas that either catch on or fade into obscurity.
And let's not forget fandoms. K-pop stands, for example, create memes that reflect their loyalty and humor. These memes often involve inside jokes about their favorite idols, but they also show how fandoms use memes as tools for connection and even activism.
Smaller, private spaces like Discord servers or niche Facebook groups also play a big role. Memes that start in these intimate settings sometimes break into the mainstream, bringing with them the personality of the community that birthed them.
One of the most fascinating aspects of meme culture is what happens when communities overlap. Take the Among Us meme. It started as a niche gaming joke, but as it spread to TikTok and YouTube, it evolved into a symbol of suspicion, with sus becoming a universal shorthand for anything shady.
These crossovers create some of the most dynamic memes. TikTok is especially good at this, where audio clips and visuals from different communities merge to create something entirely new. It's like a digital remix culture, with each community adding its own twist.
But not all crossovers are smooth. Sometimes when a meme leaves its original community, it loses its context or gets misused, leading to friction. Still, these moments show how adaptable and resilient memes can be.
Not all memes last forever, though. Overuse can kill a meme faster than anything else. Remember OK Boomer? It was funny until everyone started using it, and then it wasn't.
And sometimes memes fracture communities. In fandoms, a divisive meme can highlight tensions. Star Wars fans, for example, have fought over memes about The Last Jedi, showing how memes can reflect deeper cultural rifts.
It's a reminder that memes aren't just funny pictures, they're cultural artifacts. When communities fracture over them, it's often because the meme touches on something more significant, like identity or values.
So what's the takeaway? Memes thrive in communities because they tap into shared emotions, humor, pride, even frustration. They're not just trends, they're a way to connect, to belong, and to tell our collective stories.
And they remind us that even in the chaos of the internet, we're all part of something bigger. Whether you're creating memes, sharing them, or just laughing along, you're contributing to the culture.
Before we go, think about this. What's your favorite meme right now? What does it say about your community or the world around you?
And if you enjoyed this episode, why not share it with your community? Leave us a review on Apple or Spotify, or drop a comment on TikTok with your favorite meme. We'd love to hear from you.
Next time, we'll explore digital immortality becoming part of the collective consciousness. Until then, stay curious, stay connected, and keep spreading those memes.